Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Daryl Peel, helping us out with the latest challenges on their cattle markets in just a moment.
Smart shoppers will tell you they found it on HiBid.com. HiBid.com lets you explore thousands of auctions across the U.S. and around the world. You'll find gold coins, sporting goods, classic cars, collectible toys, fine jewelry, household items, and sports memorabilia autographed by the greats. HiBid.com has hundreds of thousands of items for sale every day. It's easy to search, and it's easy to find auctions in your area. Just go to HiBid.com. That's HiBid.com. See what everyone's talking about.
Superior Livestock's next video livestock auction coming Thursday, May 20th. It'll be broadcast live on Dish Network Satellite 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Starting at 8 a.m. Central Time, 28,525 head, 12,500 yearling steers, 7,400 yearling heifers, 3,600 weaned calves, and 2,800 calves on cows. Now, if you'd like to know more details about when a lot will sell or more information, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior at 800-422-2117. If looks could kill, we would likely be making funeral arrangements for the four major beef packers right now. Cattle producers looking at their closeouts and their positive margins they've got versus the margins that we've got back on the cattle side of things, and they're furious. Over $900 profit right now per animal for beef packers, and Dr. Daryl Peel says the thing is there's simply not enough packing capacity, and there's a lot of cattle available right now, so they don't have to pay any more than they're doing right now for the available cattle supply.
Well, there are several factors impacting cattle markets right now. One of the big ones at the moment is that we simply have a very large supply of fed cattle and not enough packing capacity to process it all. So, we've been aware for several years that packing capacity had gotten down to a point where it was kind of imbalance with cattle numbers, and actually now is a little bit short of what we need. So at the moment, we're trying to process cattle. We've got large Saturday kills, but there's just a backlog of fed cattle right now, and that's really weighing on these fed cattle markets.
This current price imbalance between the packer and the feedlot and the rest of the cattle industry chain is at the heart of a closed-door meeting among cattle industry representatives this last week. Six groups, including the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, U.S. Cattlemen's Association, American Farm Bureau, National Farmers Union, RCAF, and the Livestock Marketing Association, met in Phoenix. The groups say they were on the same page and in agreement about possible changes and solutions. One representative saying a tangible solution might come out as early as this week. Now, the problems that we've got with packer capacity and the resulting issues of what they pay cattle producers for their animals, that's a problem. But we've also got other issues, including high grain prices that are likely to be a topic of conversation well into the summer months.
We've seen a tremendous run-up in feed prices recently. Feedlot cost to gain, obviously, is going up to match that, if you will. And so as we go forward, we're going to see more and more impacts. The feed cost really has a bigger impact on the feeder cattle market. But what we've got right now is these feeder cattle markets are caught between this sort of stagnant fed cattle market that's capped by capacity and these high feed prices. And so that's really weighing on the feeder cattle complex right now.
And Dr. Peel believes that there's the potential of drought causing some mischief as well.
A final factor that we're certainly keeping an eye on is the drought. We've got tremendous drought conditions around the country. It's a time of year when that's really critical. It should be the growing season, but it's not going to grow very much in a lot of places. So, again, that's going to have an impact on cow-calf operations, cow herds, but it also affects summer demand for feeder cattle, for grazing. And so as we go forward, we may see significantly more impacts from the drought.
Now, Dr. Peel does say there's some encouraging news to consider as well.
Beef demand is incredibly strong. Right now, because of the packing capacity constraint, we're not able to really realize that in the back into the cattle markets fully. But as time goes on, we will get to that point. And so, that's a very positive factor. The most recent trade data was extremely encouraging in terms of beef exports, which is another component of demand. And so, as we get through the second quarter and perhaps the third quarter, by the time we reach the end of the year, there's reason for considerable optimism in these fed cattle markets or in these cattle markets in general. And we do think that we'll start to see, some significant, price response in all of that.
Oklahoma State University Extension livestock market economist, Dr. Darrell Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Spur Ranch wants to invite you to their Back to Grass sale Saturday, May 22nd, 1 p.m. at the ranch just west of Vinita, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 85 registered females, including 55 fall pairs, 15 fall bred heifers, 15 spring bred heifers, as well as 50 fall and spring bred commercial replacement heifers. For a catalog and more details, go to spurranch.com or give them a call 918-256-5850. Spur Ranch's Back to Grass sale Saturday, May 22nd, 1 p.m., Vinita, Oklahoma. And that's your Beef Buzz. Have yourself a great day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.